appointed by the new CEO in his office to help. Allegedly, that person seemingly is under investigation under Ekurhuleni municipality and so on. But I just received a call now that the CEO indicates that he was not aware. The person never disclosed that is under investigation, but they terminated that person immediately after that information came to force and so on. So I'm just raising it so that probably members will pick it up on the news and so on, but he indicates because he's been in Brazil and so on, so the last time he left he knew the person that is good, can help, and the person didn't disclose and so on and so on, but immediately when the information came, then they terminated that person immediately. He only worked for 2 days and so on, in that office and so on, before the information came up. I don't know the names and the other things, but that's the story which might be in the newspaper. Thank you. Can we start?
That's not true. You have seen, you might have seen the Sunday newspapers, the front page about the SABC and telephone and licenses that they are also being investigated by the National Government. Can we also be updated to that effect? What goes on?
Okay. When's SABC coming in? Oh, okay. I'm sure they should be coming. But I'm not sure, members, whether I want to interact after the report for a consumer commission or want to interact with them with that report investigation still going on. I think it's a decision which the members need to deal with, because if the consumer commission or is investigating, probably the best thing will be wait for that report so that we interact in terms of the issues using probably that report for consumer commission. Thank you.
Chairperson, you know, I'm sorry for my pronunciation. I'm not very well inside here. I don't have my dental support. But I think I am going to align myself with you. Yes, it was in the media. And as this committee, it is of our concern, really. But so that we get a correct information, we don't rely on what was in the media. Can we maybe make an investigation from the ATG, from SABC? Where is the matter at this moment? Because definitely when they come in, they are going to tell us that it is receiving process as you have heard, but we must hear it from them because it is our responsibility. So that when we agree, it must be from the horse's mouth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We will do that, but we must be careful whether we want to hold people because of media reports. I think it becomes a dangerous trend also to do that. Because when people raise the issues as South Africans, we have created institutions as a country which handle the issues. If it's a consumer matter like this one which has come, people have complained, the Consumer Commission is acting within its own mandate. That does not take the responsibility for the committee. But we don't have the investigative powers as a committee, and so on. The Consumer Commission can investigate and come up with a report. We just the committee, then we can engage on that report after that particular investigation and so on. So that's the issue probably I was raising to say it depends, you call them and do what as the committee. When they come, ask them about them, they say no. They were running the other process with the commission, Consumer Commission and the other things and so on. But it's a matter which we can engage with them. I don't think it's a difficult thing to do, but it will be a double process probably in terms of doing that. But they will be coming, I suppose. They're supposed to come to do the issue of the skill audit and so on. It's a matter which we can also deal with that. Probably that time the report for Consumer Commission might be out and be able to engage on. Honorable Tour?
You know, Chairperson, I might not have expressed myself in a proper manner so that you understand. That is precisely what I was saying. Because you have indicated that they will be coming, I said then that is where we can interface with them and get the truth. I didn't mean that they must be, you know, invited specifically for that. Thank you.
You are able to tour. We will do that, members. Can we start with the report? Which one are we starting with? The communications. We'll end up with the lighter one. I'll see by show of hands by members. If it's agreeable, if there are issues which members have picked up on the body of the report, that will be fine, you can deal with. But if it's agreeable, if we can focus on the last part of the report, which will help us take the process forward, the findings and also the recommendations. But that does not stop if there are other issues on the body of the report, which members might want to raise. Honorable Claire.
Chairperson, yes. Thank you very much. It's also just the front page that if we compare it to government communication and information system, we didn't include the DOC there. So we must just insert it in the front page. But I agree with you that we should focus on the back side of it, the recommendations. Although I just wanted to establish, do we still have somebody will check the little typos, etc. Is it going through a section to just scrutinize that? We don't need to be concerned about spaces, etc. Just to get confirmation about that from you. And then on some of the bodies, if we could perhaps just mention some of the stuff that we have also specifically raised. For instance, Chair, just to give you an indication on SAPO, for instance, we raised the issue of our concern that they must change their business model to make sure going forward they would be able to sustain themselves with a declining subsidy income. And they also indicated that that was their major challenge. And I don't see it here. And I maybe I missed it somewhere, it's captured somewhere, but I think it's a very important one because it is a well-managed institution or group, we must not forget the challenge that they actually have because they in fact made ends meet with a little bit of a profit that they had as a buffer to cover the additional operational expenditure for the year. And I think that is going forward, that is going to be a major challenge. So I just thought maybe we must just insert that somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Ngoma, what were you saying on the first question?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just indicated to the Chairperson that we have our manager. After the report has been adopted, then our manager will look at the grammar and semantics of the report. Thank you.
Honorable Killen, on the issue of SAPO, it's a matter which we can add on to highlight it, because they've indicated that they have to change their business model in terms of making sure that they are able to sustain themselves. That's a separate matter with the issue of the university, of the obligation fund and so on. It's a separate matter about their business model of SAPO moving forward, because throughout the world, you can see that all post offices, they are changing their business model so that they are coping with the new changes of technology and other things. Trochen?
The Honourable Killian covered me. The editing of the document, those type of things. But at the same time, secondly, somewhere in the document it spoke about people with disabilities. The post office did not meet the 2% target. So I think just add that they did not comply to the 2% target. Yeah, post office. Thanks, Chair.
Come again, Honourable Killian.
No, I'm just saying I have noticed that it is part of our recommendation. The 2% is captured in our recommendation. Just moving forward, I am concerned that we may be jumping. I wonder if we should perhaps just, if there's clarity-seeking questions, if we should perhaps just run page by page, because there's just two pages where I have just a clarity-seeking question. About that, and I don't know if other members have similar questions. Thank you, Jay.
I was about to do that so that we are able to identify the pages and move. Tamsi, before we start.
Yeah. So, a question. I've read the recommendations, but I would love a decision where in each and every entity, there's a paragraph of the recommendation must speak to what you have noted as a committee, to agree with what Honorable Glenn was saying, because you might find there are recommendations but you don't find them anywhere in the report to highlight the issues. That's one thing that I've picked up on this issue. Maybe to also propose that let's also move page by page so that we assist in also correcting certain things that we've picked up.
Okay. We'll start with page one of the communications one, which is the cover and the heading. Page two.
Okay, person, you have noted that we should just include Department of Communications.
Yes. On the first cover page, it's only the portfolio on communications and that's not the indication of the department like DGCIS. Page two. I was told by Parliament that this committee seems to be difficult. They can pick up each and everything which is written. I'm not sure whether that means it means you are able to read and identify issues. No, page three. No, you have the ability of picking up issues, whether it's in the report for entities and so on and so on. But it all can mean that you do read your documents. Honorable Shin?
Just on page three, it's one of my most hated and the most common error in English language. And under 2.2 strategic priorities, the second last bullet, state-owned enterprises, the apostrophe in SOE comes out. There's no need for an apostrophe there. Yeah, you know, you're just S-O-E with an S. So it's plural, you see. You don't put an apostrophe in the...
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Page 4. Did you get the correction, member?
Yeah.
Okay, page 4. The second line. I see. Oh, the ICTs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. Killen?
The last sentence on that page, Jefferson, the department has also engaged CENTIC in implementation. Is it of the broadband project? If it is the one that we are referring to, then I suppose we should just refer to the broadband project. The last sentence. I just wanted to suggest that we insert the. Otherwise, if we insert a, it is a broadband. So it must be the broadband project.
This is just consistency with the decimal placing. We talk one comma and there's a space 5 million, for example. But then we talk about 89.5%. It should also be 89.5%. So whenever we used to put a decimal point, where the Americans still put a point, we should put a comma. Sorry, I was a journalist when the country became metric, when it transformed from imperial to metric standard, and it does have a different meaning, because if we talk about the comma used to be put in numbers where there were three numbers, you know, 200 comma, naught would mean 200,000 in the imperial system, but because in metric a comma indicates the start of decimal placing, or fractions, as it were. You then look at it'd be 200 and a half, if you can understand what I mean. You say you had 200 comma 500, it would mean 200 and a half, where if the comma's there. But in metric, you leave the space, so it'd be 200,500. If it'd be easy if I had a little chalkboard. Whereas in metric, the decimal, the comma signifies the start of fractions. And whereas in metric, if you're actually talking about thousands and hundreds of thousands, you have to leave a space. It actually does alter the meaning, because you could be talking about 29.5 million or 29.5 million.
Yeah, special for me. The wisdom of having a senior citizen. Page 5.
Check. The second paragraph on page 5. The Department of Communication Programs, it cannot be comprised. It should be comprised. And then also the last paragraph. Isn't that we said we should be consistent? You said out of the total program budget, 42 million, 41 is comfort. 99.5%. That means the 210 should be what? 0.5%? 7 point is comma. 99.5, and then which leaves 210,000 or 0.5%. We must insert 0.5%. The last paragraph.
On page 5. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it 99%? 99.5? Supposed to be consistent as they've been doing it. You look on the other ones on top. They express the figure in the range value and percentage.
Can't we break that and give more emphasis? So after the last third line from the bottom, new structure for the department, full stop, and then continue with the capital T. This changes because it's one long sentence. So if we can just break it up into two sentences, please. The second paragraph on page 5. Yeah, it's a very long sentence, so she's saying that. It's too long sentence. Yeah. Put the full stop there and then we start with this. The next sentence starts with this. Yeah. With a capital T. Yeah.
So for the department,
it's over the period under the review, the department has not altered the program. However, the structuring exercise that started in the 2010 stroke 11 financial year, once completed, will result in a new structure.
So it's full stop.
Full stop.
Then it does.
Yeah.
This is the number.
report of the OC we just presented. We took it as is. Yes, we took it as is. We have not constructed the sentence on the report.
These are the issues that you were supposed to have raised when you were considering the report to say, I'll come to you. So it's copied as it is.
No, we are getting, we're getting the original document. We'll check it there, but it's as is in that document. And, Killer?
The star appearance of Honorable Dumby. We were carrying the work in her absence.
Page 6. Tambi, page 6. Murutua, call. Yes. Honorable Singh.
Just if we can get the consistency with the decimal placing and the percentage, but also paragraph 3.4, the apostrophe in SMEs can come out.
I was just wondering, it's in the middle of the page, it is where the paragraph starts with during the presentation. Now, just that last sentence, I was wondering if it is the correct word to refer to during the presentation of the 2011-2012 financial year. Should we not then say of the 2011-2012 annual report? During the presentation on the 2011-2012 annual report, nothing was reported by the department regarding this change. During the presentation of on the 2011-2012 annual report, because as it is here, they refer to financial year, and I was just thinking, is it not perhaps more correct to refer to the 2011-2012 annual report? I think, sorry, Chairperson, if you will allow me just to follow through. I think what is meant here is it's almost like, however, during the presentation on the annual report, nothing was reported by the department regarding this change.
Tambi? Number 7 is there. But we'll take the correction and reconstruct the sentences on our own route, I say, so that's not jury. Probably take the suggestion by Honorable Killer.
Yeah.
Anything on Sarah? Numbering there, supposed to be 5 instead of 6. It's a number 6 from number 4 on page 7. So it should be number 5. Anything on page 8? 9? Generally, in the entire report, we have just to change the points into commas. That will do. On the percentages, when we talk about the percentages, as with our earlier discussions, and also closing the space in terms of the amount, because what's happened here, there's the opening of the space. So, but only on the issue of amounts and percentages, which we're talking about here.
Just reminding the secretary, it's not an holistic approach. That's why we're raising it on each page.
No, I am saying if you go to you just said that there's one thing, and I'm asking you to correct everything on the ones which you explained.
We can, but on our earlier discussions, what's happened is that it's easy on the computer because you just replace and then you will let it run. But there's nothing to stop members from time to time to raise it so that we were able to pick it up. But the other discussions we said were talking about the issue of percentage and the point and the comma. That probably what we'll do is just run through that and change it. And also closing the space, because the problem is that in some areas you'll find that it's 36.6, which is closed. In other areas there is a gap, which you can assume that there is a number before the other one and so on. So what we have to do is to just do it to be the same, so that it looks the same and so on. And with the senior citizen discussions we have, so with the issue of the point and the comma, so that we align the entire document to be the same. So we don't have somewhere else with the point. Yes. Page 8, 9, sorry. Follow up, Kidd.
Chair, again, just in the middle of the page, under the heading Auditor General's Report, we refer there to the department, and then we say it's portfolio organizations. I was just wondering if we shouldn't retain our reference to these institutions as entities, and its entities, with the exception of Telkom.
That would be fine. And its portfolio organization. You will notice that the Auditor General most of the time is saying the POs and its portfolio. But probably for the document it will make sense to be consistent with the entity. Shane?
Yes,
Anything on 9?
10?
Mtabi?
No, coming from the committee, especially on 7. You say the committee note with consent. What you cannot change is what the Auditor General has put in a document, but this is coming from us as a committee. And there was a proposal with which I think is in order.
Okay. Welcome, DM. Before you sit down, page 10. Page 10.
I presume this is coming from the AGS report as it is.
Which one?
This issue that we are...
Yes, the other AG. Yeah, they are from the AG.
Okay.
Murutua? 12. Okay. The presence of the DM. Okay, we can do that on page 12. Okay, Honorable Killian.
Chairperson, under the heading predetermined objectives, 7.2, we're saying although no material findings on the usefulness and reliability of the performance information was identified in the annual performance report, I draw attention. I would like to suggest that we just say the AG drew attention to the following matters.
That one it can't be, because that's why I raised the question. This is taken as it is from the AG's report. That's what the, if you see the annual report, that's what the AG is. Because then we need to, that's why I was raising this question. I presume all these issues that are there, apart from the first paragraph there, the way it says the committee notes.
Just take up your mic, because your page seems to be moving the mic.
Okay.
Honorable Killian was saying the AG draw attention to the following matters, you know. Honorable Murotwa?
No, I'm not listening to that. Are we saying here we have written this, this I drew attention to the following matter below, referred to the AG?
We committed an error when writing the report. We were supposed to say the AG draw attention to the below matter. Not the I. So Honorable Killian, that's what we did when we're writing the report. Honorable Shin?
Yes, Chair, I think that we must edit those out to show that it is the AG drawing attention, because when they will read this document in its totality, they'll get to the end and your signature's on it. And the I will then refer to whoever signs and authors the document.
Okay.
And that's you.
Yes, that's why we want to.
I think we must make the distinction.
And thank you. Thank you.
You are saying we should add the AG.
Yeah. The AG through attention. Honorable Kiran?
I didn't get the question, Chairperson. I'm so sorry.
Your suggestion?
Okay. What I suggested there, Chairperson, was that we just start the, that we just change that, you know, comma, to say the AG drew attention to the following matters below.
Yeah.
Murutwa? original problem was that after the annual performance report, it was saying I draw the attention. So that was the issue, that it can't be I, it should be the HE who draw the attention.
Okay.
On the first one, making a point that although nothing was found there on the issues, but the HE drew attention to the following issue. But originally we had the I, which was to suppose that we've got the capacity to do the other things and so on. Anything on that?
Just a request to Honorable, through you to Honorable Shin. I was just wondering, the middle of the page where we have the Roman 2, it says...
what page is that?
That's page 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are referring to Roman 1, the changes in DTT standards, and 2, the financial investigation that was underway at USAF, which affected the transfer role of funds. I was just wondering if the correct terminology is not the transfer of funds to the entity. It's just the transfer.
Oh, not transfer.
Which paragraph?
Page 14, paragraph number 3, the last line of paragraph number 3 on page 14. USAF, which affected the transfer of funds, but the correction is that the transfer of funds. Instead of transfer. Is the English. The transfer. Is correct, transfer. Honorable Chief. Anything wrong with transfer? Tambi? Help us with this one first. And we just check on the main report, then what's on page 13, Tam?
The second paragraph about the appearance between standing committee on appropriations to present quarterly reports. Are we maybe when you deal with the recommendation, because I would like to see a recommendation to that effect, because I think if they appeared before this committee, the status quo would be different. I didn't locate that recommendation, but I'll raise it when we deal with the.
Okay, just flag it. When we deal with the findings and recommendation, we'll come back to it. On 14, we're just checking on the document, but Honorable Rotua is holding the view that it should be okay as is. Because those are the reasons which were given by the entity, but we're checking on the document. We'll come back to it on page 14. Anything on page 14? 15? 15? 16? On 16, if you remember what Honorable Killen raised about the issue of the business of SAPO moving forward. Honorable Singh? Okay.
I've consulted my dictionary. transfer is a noun. Okay. So the, to actually transfer is actual verb of doing it. It the verb it transfers is the doing word. So the transfer. So we've got which we what page was it on now? 14.
It was
effective that the transfer should be. You would say there was a transferal of funds to the department, but to actually do it is to transfer the funds. Okay.
So understand the
transfer.
Transfer. Okay. No, that's fine. DM, you want to enter the fray of the English? didn't see Amy. You didn't see Amy. Let me say that the problem is that this entity is supposed to be an entity, but is still treated as part of the OC. Probably that's the issue. I'm sure you have seen on the program that we scheduled to see them. But I didn't want to take up issues with the department. But there was a resistance from the DG and so on in terms of them coming. But you'll see that when you read their report somewhere else, they've been classified as part of the entities for DOC. But they didn't even submit the annual report to Parliament to start with. So the report even to Parliament for this entity, seemingly when the reports were submitted, didn't go through to Parliament. Now, it's a matter which I thought later, after the whole process, we need to pick it up because there is money transferred. But even when the report was submitted by the Department to Parliament, there's nothing which was supposed submitted separately for this entity and so on. Honorable Sheen, I'll come back to Mruto.
Thanks. Just for information, there wasn't in the Auditor General's report to the committee. There was no mention of this entity as a separate thing. So, you know, there is nothing, no Auditor General's report to refer to.
Probably it's a matter we need to engage with the department moving forward. Where does that 1.5 million cost? Because there is money which is going, but no one can account for that money. I think it's a matter we must highlight on the findings and the recommendation how to move forward about it. Honorable Muruto?
I just wanted to bring us back that this report is the report of what transpired. Yeah. Exactly what Honorable Sheen is saying. The Auditor General never gave us a report of this. Yeah. And now our concern will be in that 1.5, so we have to refer this to someone because it must be explained to us at some instance. I think that's what we have to do. As far as this is concerned, we never had any report from Auditor General.
Okay, we'll deal with that as under the findings and recommendation and see how do we take it forward. I think the concern is that there is money which transferred, which must be accounted. But like members are saying, the Auditor General, even when they're reporting about entities, what it was. But what is exactly this thing? it's a matter which we need to start to ask what is exactly this thing and what is the relation with DOC exactly, because for a long time we've been Tambi.
Yeah, in the program allocation, if you have read the report, if you go back, they are talking about it in the allocation. So the reason why I was raising it, like I said, this money has to be accounted for, and we really need to say something in terms of our
recommendation.
Yeah, I guess Chair has indicated earlier on, but we have been experiencing problems, especially with regards to what you said, Monsieur, that it has been under one person, but now as government we've taken it over. So we will be able to trace and monitor, although it's very difficult to get them. We have written several letters to them, but up to today I have never met them. But we're hoping Kuti at the end we'll be able to do something, because I know the minister also is trying to meet them. But as from now onwards, they are under government. Because then it was the issue of saying, Kuti, I registered this thing on my own, there was this man or whatever. And so much that now they're also bidding for the Africa.com. We've given the blessings as government and all that. But what we need to do is to strengthen up the ties that we monitor and they account to us directly. Thanks, Chair. But we will try to get the information that is required by the committee. Thanks.
Thank you, DM.
but if that is the case, where does the money go to? Maybe yes. Those are some of the things that will come out when they are in.
They are a regulatory body of the domain. If you notice or if you read papers in the past months, there's been this saying that we're running out of IP addresses as a world. That's one of their responsibilities to ensure that, like currently, we are on IPv4, which is your Internet Protocol version 4, but we have to migrate to IPv6. We are working with them. The department has set up a task team to ensure that we migrate together. Because although they were owning it, or that individual was owning it, as I'm saying, now we have one as government. Therefore, now it is our responsibility to ensure that whatever things that need to be negotiated, because they would fly to other countries, engage with other countries, they sit on the ICANN, which is the international body of regulators and all that. Therefore, I suspect that's where the money they've been spending it. But there's lots of corrections that they are making, of which we don't have access to as government. Those are the things that we're trying to understand now. You collect money because every time people register, there's some fee that they receive. Therefore, we need to get into that also as the department. Thank you.
You see, I think it's time also as the AG to do a special audit on this entity. Because throughout the years, money has been allocated, and my honorable deputy minister is still suspecting that they might be using the money for that. To say, I think also on this entity, I'm still waiting for TV to finish. Is it done?
You can proceed.
Okay, yes, that's coming. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm raising a critical issue to say, money has been allocated to this entity. We requested them to appear before us in Parliament. They've never done that. But still, each and every financial year, there are allocations that are being made. To say, I think it's time also, a special audit needs to be done to this entity. What has it been doing? Their accountability levels. But it can come as a recommendation at the end. Because really, it's the same. If you look throughout the whole annual report, there are money that are going there, but there's no accountability.
You remember that in 2010, they did come before the committee at one point. Probably, maybe we must deal with the matter on the recommendation, like we are saying, so that we can see how it's also being prioritized by the department. Because you see, it would seem probably the department is also it's a side issue and so on. But our concern is the money which goes there, how it's being utilized. That's our interest, and also probably that will also help us to understand what is their strategic plan, what exactly they are doing and so on this matter. But let's deal with that on the way forward and see how to manage that. Welcome, Father Ronaldo. We are on page 34 of the report. We're still dealing with the body. We're still going to the head. And then the page 34. 36, 37, 38, I forgot to mention that we have received your submission, and we have tried in a way not explicit to deal with some of the issues, although probably it might not be.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I did notice some of my ideas did appear in here, and I thank you for considering them. Page 36, the first line, Bantustan states, apart from the fact that I find a he every time I read that word, it's the first 36 top. I just hate the word, you know.
Honourable Singh, what were you saying? Don't worry, hey, it's the product of that.
If you want to use that word, then it would drop the D, huh? then also at the bottom, then thank you. Under 14.3, the spelling of entities. It's the plural, you know, there's more than one entity, so it should be entity, T-I-E-S, with an apostrophe after the S. Oh, yeah, sorry, and then also under, sorry, same page, 13.2.4, point 5, that's a little V. Some of the computer literacy training provided at telecentres is not accredited, as opposed to R. I think that's on that page. I'm just sort of, the word states now is really bothering me, because not all of the homeland areas became independent states. And some, I think some of the areas, the issues that we were concerned about here, I think are homeland generically rather than, you know, maybe we're splitting hairs here. Former homelands. Well, some of them were disadvantages, but they weren't formally... Yeah, I think maybe it did say former homeland areas and leave it at that. areas we're talking about wider than the TPVC sets, and there was, like KwaZulu-Natal, for example, was a homeland area, such that they had all these little pockets of land.
Angwane, you know.
Yeah, they were never actually, you know, they never gained independence as such. So they're not part of the TBVC states, and so perhaps we should talk generically about the former.
Members, what will be a correct one which will cover everything? What we don't want to miss is the reality that the services of ICASA does not, but probably to get the encompassing word for that. Oh, so it goes back to previous disadvantage areas. No, I can see. You make an impact on your arrival.
I think underserviced, underprivileged areas doesn't hack it, because some of those areas are in urban areas, environments. I think what we're talking about is perhaps the marginalized rural communities, which I think is more what we're talking out of the sort of main centres. So, but again, they were marginalised because they were dumped into these homeland areas. So, unless we just call them marginalised communities.
How do? Because that will fall under the previous disadvantage. Yeah, that's what we are talking. Right now we're talking about in an office that used to be in Sentin, when all the other people stay out in Soweto. And that's not a rural area.
You see, I'm making my life too be difficult. Oh, can we stick with the previous disadvantage area? I know there's a debate about previous disadvantage, because there are still disadvantages even now, some of them. So actually, when we say previously, we are not talking about the reality, because those who are previous, they are still now. But can we take with the previous disadvantage areas? I think we'll have a committee meeting just to deal with the terminologies, which one we want to use as a committee. I think we'll find.
I would like to add on point X, we sort of talk about the department's entities and the green policy. I'd like to widen it, we say, towards lowering the nation's carbon footprint. It's more than a carbon footprint. So could we say lowering the nation's carbon footprint, conserving resources, and lowering costs? Lowering the nation's carbon footprint, conserving resources, and lowering costs. Yeah. I wanted us to emphasize the discussion supposed to have initiated with the National Treasury regarding SAPO's Universal Service Obligation. I presume we're talking here specifically about the post office.
Yes.
And I just wondered if we should actually insert a saying regarding SAPO's Universal Service Obligation subsidy. Just so that it's absolutely clear which one we're talking about.
Come again?
If we just change that sentence, initiated with National Treasury regarding the South African Post Office's Universal Service Obligation Subsidy.
Okay.
So that we're absolutely clear what it is we're talking about there.
Okay. Anything on page 37? 67. Yes, Honorable Shin was just saying on number 11, which is XI, we need to add, because they were saying regarding the Universal Service Obligation Subsidy, but we must just insert SAPO so that we it become specific that we are... Okay. Which page is that? Yeah, we're on 38 now. You can come. When you say what do you mean? Page 38, you can proceed.
I don't know whether it's overreaction or but from what is said here on 13.2.4 about universal service. The whole thing during the oversight visit, blah, blah, blah. I think when we talk about the findings of the committee and we just have that, is that number, what, 23? Page 38 is the process to review mandate of USASA as per committee recommendations has not been undertaken. To me it doesn't portray what is written here on 13.2.4 where it's during the oversight visit of the USASA project, the committee noted the following. Most of USASA-sponsored projects throughout the country were not functional, and all the other things that followed it. And when you are... it is reduced to one sentence when you come to it.
I get your point, Honorable Rotor. I still continue.
I don't know whether we can accept it as it is, because to me it is really a understating what is written on 13.2 when after the visit, the oversight visit.
Tammy?
You see that item that I raised on page 13 of the department not appearing before the Standing Committee on Appropriation. I think we need to put it now as the item number 12. Is it to begin the finding? Because really, I mean, we cannot say the reason to say that it didn't appear because on the same night you have meeting with entities. Those are your own internal arrangement that they could have shifted. The issue is that they couldn't present their second and third quarter reports to the Committee of Parliament. This is one thing that we need to take strong exception.
So what are you proposing to put there? Under XX 6, I suppose. What's your proposal? What must we put?
You've got something showing it to me by it.
MB?
No, I just wanted to indicate that they appeared for the second and third, the fourth quarter.
Yes. I'll try to coin the word as well.
Okay.
But I wanted to.
Okay, you can do that. Coming back to Honorable Rotua before she, what happens that if you check our last year report, we recommended two things to yourself. The last report we had. One was the minister to consider to remove the board. The second recommendation was the overhaul review of USASA. Because of the discussion we had that USASA, if you go back to the history of USASA, was supposed to be a five-year entity originally, and then review after 5 years is relevant, which didn't happen. And as the legislation was changing, we end up putting it as a permanent feature or institution and so on. But we're saying even at that time when decision were taken was when still telephone was still important. It was not the era of data, broadband and so on. So we said last year on the report, we request the minister that they must engage on a process of reviewing its mandate and so on, what its relevancy and so on. So probably Honorable Mbutua is correct that this year when we went to oversight, we'll pick up again the issues which are there. But this one was the continuation of that, that we noticed the committee that has not yet happened to review the mandate. Which to a certain extent when you deal with the issue of the mandate, the current challenges they are facing must also might be also be impacted by its current mandate, whether its current mandate is in line with the current environment and so on. But probably it's to see how do we pick up the issues raised by Honorable Mbutua because that reflects the actual work and so on. But this one was the continuation of
I'm sorry.
And I don't know whether I heard him come speaking maybe on the recommendation. Now when you go to the recommendation, it really diminishes the whole thing. Because here it is clubbed with all other things, SAPC. It only says institute a process with a possibility of review of the funding model of ICASA, SAPC, S is an additional as well as USAS. You see? It doesn't address what we are talking about. Maybe we should find a way of phrasing this to make sense.
Okay, we look into that. I think it's the emphasis that seems not to come up. Honorable Shin?
No, just on page...
PM, your hands up. Oh, Honorable Shin?
Just some editing things on page 38. The first line, what's that, 17. I thought that sentence could be streamlined to say the current funding model of the SABC contributes to its inability to fulfill its public mandate. But the first line, if we can delete the words, is amongst the contributor for, and just... Okay, and then just replace that with contributes to, so that the sentence reads, the current funding model of the SABC contributes to its inability to fulfill its public mandate. This other sentence, what's it, 24, the findings of the Auditor General. I just wasn't quite sure what that sentence meant. The findings of the Auditor General on which referred to the ongoing investigation. Should that be which referred to the ongoing investigations, as well as the independent auditor's investigations regarding Eco Park? That would be then fine. Then under 15, the first point, establish a ministerial task team to address issues rather than that will. 15.1. Establish a ministerial task team to address issues. And then point 3, take out the apostrophe in committees.
My apologies, Chairperson. I don't mean to interrupt. And firstly, let me just say I'm sorry for arriving late. I had a meeting with the IP president. But I wanted to ask, on that third point, it says ICASA has an 0....
You're not turning another match to SAPC.
Not this time around. I'll inform you next time. You can march with me. I wanted to clarify, it says ICASA has an 0.8% employment rate on people living with disabilities, and I just wanted to know whether this is the actual information that has been provided to the research department, because I remember when they appeared before us, they had no actual information on the actual levels of people or the amount of people that were employed with
disabilities. I just wanted to check that.
Yeah, it's what is there. Okay. Members, before we pass, we must attend to what Honorable Mtambo was talking about. I thought we are also going to talk about the issue. Is saying we must raise the issue of the department not appearing to SCOWA. SCOWA, the SCOPA and SCOWA. Okay.
SCOWA.
Yes, SCOWA.
So my recommendation that we put it as item number 12, then it will change the entire numbering. Because I could have seen in terms of the sequence that we're dealing with the department first and the entities. To say that the department did not appear before the standing committee on appropriation.
What thing?
37. Yeah, I want us to insert item number 12, X11. That the department did not appear before the standing committee on appropriation to present its further court report. I believe all of us will know the consequences and the implications, because I'm doing it in terms of the way these items are referred. It's a non-compliance issue.
You want to insert that paragraph?
Yeah.
X11.
It's a finding of the committee, because then it will change the line. The numbering will continuously change. Other things probably which we need to deal with in New South was that there was that debate during the committee, which we thought probably have covered in general. The issue which members raised the matter to say, they seem to be in between. They've got a plan to continue rolling out. But the fact of the matter, whatever they roll out is non-operational. I think it's somewhere on the report on those findings there, on the report under USAR. Now, probably what that findings under USAR indicate is that whatever they roll out is not working. There is no proper plan actually for sustaining their operations or telecentres and so on. I think that's the strong part Honorable Mrutuwa is looking for. I'm sure Honorable Shin, you are coining. I'm trying just to explain the situation. I'm sure you are coining that we need to find a balance. How do we? That is the finding, that it does not work, whatever they roll out. Honorable Stein is talking about the illusion, something like that of the community, that they think that they've got something but it's not operational. Something to that sort, and then probably we must find something to recommend to that effect, what the minister could do in terms of solving that situation.
I think
the most proper whatever wording would be that there's no value for money that we're investing in the programs that you suffer, especially the telecenters. But for example, out of the 163 that we've rolled out throughout the country, 59 is non-functional. And even the remaining outside the 59, it doesn't mean that they are fully operational. So what we need to enforce through the department and the portfolio committee is to ensure that if USASA says they are going to roll out 20, as you are saying, they must therefore have a maintenance plan, which this is how we are going to roll out. Because one other challenge that we are faced with, or a weakness from our side, is the fact that they would go as USASA to the municipalities and say, we are putting a center here, and they expect the municipality to help in the maintenance, and it doesn't work like that. One of the critical tools that we've identified with the minister is that they must first consult with us so that we go and engage with the provincial leadership together with the local leadership so that in their plans they include the maintenance costs of the centers. But to just put them as two strong centers, it doesn't help.
Chair, I think that we need to acknowledge that the Tucson centers, the telecenters, the ICT hubs, whatever are being rolled out around the country are actually failing. And that is because there is no responsible entity that's actually driving them. You know, we're trying to get the cooperation of municipalities and provincial governments, and no one actually owns these things and drives them. And our view was that, you know, the South African Post Office has the infrastructure, it has the logistics network, and that they're looking for extra work to do as with their grant is going to be withdrawn, and that perhaps that the post office, we should actually investigate the feasibility of the post office taking over much of the, and being perhaps the responsible entity that establishes the telecentres or whatever we want to call them. And act as the GCIS, you know, point of presence on the ground in these areas, act as the internet hubs, and because they have the presence, they have the logistical capabilities, and they will take ownership. If they actually own it, they will make sure that they succeed. At the moment, the centres are falling between GCIS and USASA and municipalities and provincial, and no one, and everybody disowns them. They said someone else's responsibility. You know, so I think that perhaps we really need to have a thorough review of what it is we're trying to establish out there, and which is the best entity to be given the mandate and the legislative power and the funding to do that. Because the idea is good, but it's falling down because no one actually owns it. And I think the post office is already halfway there.
Okay. Honorable Sim, I'm sure what they're talking about, that review of the mandate and so on, will help us to do that, because even the United States, which we've taken the model from, I know they are under reviewing the universal service access and the institutions to support that because of the new environment and so on. So well, that process will be able to determine. Then other countries somewhere, you'll know that the duties for USASA is with the regulator. It's not a separate entity. You know? So we've got the virus model, but we think that process will give us that opportunity of engaging widely and so on, and taking into consideration what you are saying, the presence of post office throughout the country and their possibility of dealing with those matters. Something?
On the recommendations, with regard to the CASA in particular. On Fedamo. Page 40.
Members, do we have anything to add on page 38 and 39? Where? 39. The hands are for 39. Okay, let's deal with 39.
Can
so
I
that
do 38?
We will deal with the Fedamo when we are there.
38 is something that I missed on 38.
Okay, today.
Can I? You see this paragraph one of the ministerial costume, I agree. But I don't see, I think we need to have an additional recommendation because the PFMA, because the other things, how are we dealing with this poor work performance? Because the PFMA provides sanctions And if you check the issue of the department, it has regressed. We have noted it in our part. And the other issues, I think, are capacity and leadership problems. So I don't see if we're only saying establish a ministerial task team that we need, because we have got accounting officers there that are supposed to implement these issues that have been raised, and senior management to say that. I think the PFMA recommends. I want us to have a recommendation to say that officials are supposed to do their work also on their part, and that's not happening. So if we don't address the capacity issues and the leadership in the department, we wouldn't have done justice, because the ministerial task team will still come with the recommendation, but we need people to recommend, to say maybe we need to say I'll coin a recommendation, but I think we need to write something about this board performance issue.
What's your addition on page 38?
I'm coining a recommendation. I'll give it to you.
Okay. So we can, for so long we can go to 39. Once we are coining. We look, members, we thought that the first one will be broad enough, because what we didn't want to do was to be prescriptive and leave other issues out. Because sometimes when you are going to do it too narrow, you might not be able to capture everything which will happen. Then later you realize that you have missed something out. But what we're trying to do, they were saying to the minister, it's actually, it is your responsibility as the executive authority to sort out those things there. So that's how, but let's wait for the coining and see. Page 39. Romulo.
Of ICASA, the SABC, and I'd also like to add, and the department in that, because there was this conflict, just as an example, between the ICASA and the DOC on how much money was collected from license fees and paid over via DOC to Treasury. So I think there needs to be a more sort of streamlined, efficient accounting of the monies. So investigate leadership challenges in the accounting authority of ICASA, SABC, and the department. Yeah, okay.
2015?
Institute a process to review the funding model of ICASA and the SABC and review the review the mandate of USASA. I did recommend that ICASA should actually just be closed down, but but you know, perhaps you should. On the South African Post Office thing, if we're talking about reviewing the mandate of USASA, then I think that we should also need to review the mandate of the Post Office with it and the telecentres. As big an issue as USASA, but in fact bigger.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered because I also wanted to raise the issues of 10 and 13 with regard to the sentence structure. And just a question, if we say ensure that the SABC has the required capacity and financial resources to prepare for the implementation of the DTT, should we not add the 24-hour news channel? Because I think it raises the same sort of challenges with regards to finances and skill. Or is it... It's just a question. We can leave it out. I'm just raising it.
I'm not sure. Okay. Tambi.
Thank you, Chair. And I think between 12 and 13, I'd like us to add another recommendation. This is to say that the minister must ensure that the performance management system.
Before you finish, can someone think about the issue of post office business plan, business operation and so on, which was raised by Honorable Killer? Okay, then proceed.
Okay. So, I want us to make a recommendation because this is coming from Section 6A of the Act. And then we have been presented in this portfolio committee the performance agreement management system of the ICASA containers. And that's one thing that has not come forth. And these are the issues that has been raised by the AG since the 2009-10 financial year to say that the minister must ensure that the performance management system to monitor the performance of the chairperson and other containers. It's established in line with Section 6K of the ICASA Act. Huh? The performance management system. It's implemented. Implementation. Implemented because we have approved it. It means that moving forward from first quarter, we need to see performance reports of the various countries. That is implemented. The performance management system as prescribed by Section 16 is implemented. Because that's why you are having all these other crises, because there are no clear targets attached to each and every Councillor of Vickers. Of the managed the system as provided for in Section 6 of the ICASA Act.
No,
Chairperson.
I'm sorry.
Mutambi was not here when Kasa was giving us a presentation, but she can make out that we left this, and some of the things are the things that we reiterated from what we had before, and responses were given. And this report here is made out of what, you know, was a concern between us and ICASA. Now, she wants to insert things that she wants to insert without even knowing what was discussed. That's why I say she appears to be a psychic.
I read the report from Door of Not Cut, but it seems the guess like this is a critical issue, like you're saying. Say, the reason why you have this situation in ICASA, there are not such heads aside tradition in each individual counselor, and they are saying that they are doing it as a collective. You can never have such a situation.
No, okay, it's fine. I'm sure members will agree with the addition of ensuring that. The problem which the honourable member is raising is that that's why we raise the issue of the organogram of ICASA. Because the organogram of ICASA presuppose that councillors have no role except of just sharing committees, and so they've taken their role into the CEO. So that's why we raise the issue in terms of section 14 of the act, and so on. So that, because I'm just wondering, even if we say the minister must ensure the implementation of performance, how are they going to be evaluated if they don't have responsibilities attached, individual responsibility? It was like 1+1+1 situation. That's how it will happen. Because they are saying they're doing collective and so on. But that's okay, page 13, and that was the addition. Members, I want to go back to Honorable Shin, number 11, the addition of DOC there. Whether it fits there or you can craft something else, because there what we are saying is that when you read the Auditor General's report, clearly there's a leadership challenge in the board and the council in relation of ICAS and the board of SAPC. Now, the reason why we are raising this matter is that it is the role of DOC to have the shareholder compact. But if you see shareholder compact are going to be signed almost towards the financial year end, like it's been happening that for SAPC, for 2011-2012, the shareholder was signed on February. When there's 1 month to go, for ICASA, nothing. So that's how, and that won't help the department to manage. But I take the point on our senior raising. I'm just wondering whether you can craft something somewhere so that we don't cloud the board and the council and so on. If you come with something, then we'll be able to put it so that it becomes explicit. At 39, the furthermore, when Tambi was earlier, before we arrived, now we are there. Honorable Chief.
Yeah, there was just an issue that I did raise previously, and it was an issue that was common across all the entities, was the cyber risk. And that perhaps there should be a drive by the department to make sure that both itself and all the entities beef up their cyber security, that perhaps there should be some special task team or to come up with something and work with the IT departments or whatever it is. But you know, the cyber security was a big issue across all the departments. And I think that if we can sort of emphasize that as a program perhaps to include in the next year. Yeah, and then on the issues, seeing you've touched on it, on the ICASA organogram, at the end of their presentation last week, we had a conversation with one of the managers, and he said that the problem is that if we revert to the original organogram, the organization will become dysfunctional. they've actually evolved into a model that works for it. He said, basically, if we go back to the old model, we will never get, I think he said, broadband rolled out. So what I'm thinking is perhaps we should actually suggest that there's a review of the ICASA organogram to make sure that it operates optimally. Obviously, because, you know, laws are made, and then you go out and you do it, and you find things are impractical through experience, and perhaps that experience can come back and reshape what the organogram should be.
I will try, but a lot of things for now, I know that they wasn't executive. The managers, you see, part of the tension is because the executive wants to take over the roles of the councillors and the councillors and so on. So we have to streamline that because, you see, in a situation where you correctly comply, you can't give the CEO powers which he does not have. That's the problem currently. But I agree with you that anyway, the reviewal of the mandates, which must come with the white paper, green paper from DOC, where we review the entire ICT direction and then review the institution to support that. That all those matters are supposed to come in and so on. But the problem is when you see the CEO was never interviewed about his capability of broadcasting and so on. But now it's the person who reports to the council. Can you imagine the CEO must report about all the functions to the council when it sits? He must come with the report. But it's not true. The people who have interviewed to do those things are the councillors, not the CEO. The CEO has been interviewed to run finances and administration. So what they are doing there is that they take all the duties now to the CEO. So the CEO meets the general manager, they explain to the CEO. Can you imagine how complicated it can be that? You report to a person which is one, understanding all the regulatory and everything, and go and report to the council. So, and it's the problem of what they are creating themselves and so on. But I agree with you generally, you need to review the entire thing. So that when the decision is to go to an executive regulator, we do so. Where the executive runs the regulator, and then the board become not permanent as current and so on. But for now, the reason why the councillors are permanent is because they must be involved on the regulatory duties and functions and so on day to day, not just to sit as a ceremonial, then the CEO come and report. He does not even understand what he's reporting about anyway. So, and then take the processes to take decisions long and so on. I'm sure it's just that because when we went for oversight, members went to the other engagement, we went the other way. You could have picked it up that there are serious contestation about the roles and the powers. The other ones want the powers, the other ones want the other one. It's becoming, but I think it's a fair point that we need to review the entire system and so on and see how to go to the Honorable Yana Chairperson, no, Honorable Sheen, when he retires, he must go and head the cast. DM.
Thanks, Chair. I think that's a very progressive suggestion, actually. All right. On the issue that has been raised by Honorable Shin with regards to cyber security issues, I think all of us know that the Cabinet did approve the cyber security framework. And then now what we're doing is the department is working towards establishing the hub, the cybersecurity hub, which is going to be hosted at CSIR. And then we are going to be managing the personnel and the programs of the hub. But what we are pursuing currently to address what you were talking about with regards to other departments is the issue of establishing a test team that will monitor everything that goes around. We have also called for intervention from all those that are in the security industry within ICT to ensure that they do an advanced and enhanced research and development of the local security measures that we have. Because the crisis that we're having currently is to get these security measures and advices from outside, which do not really give us the desired results when we check the gadgets that we have locally. So we're working with all those ones that are there. We've called upon them to come on board to do mass research. But in the meantime, we are establishing the test team and the hub that will take effect soon. Thanks, John.
Thanks. I think one issue probably which members They are also, Honorable Shin, we are raising, but in the contents of the cyber security, is the issue of that some of the entities, including DOC, when it comes to the IT systems, in the department or in the entities, we are found wanting. So let alone the cyber security, but if you look at the IT system itself on the entities and so on, so if you can ask one question, if probably one, if you suffer head office catch fire and so on, the likelihood is that you don't have backups anywhere and so on of the entire information and everything is gone and so on. So it's one issue which also the Auditor General has been picking up, the IT system and so on, and then the broader one of the cyber security and so on. But I agree with you that probably the matter which you must prioritize moving forward ourselves, so that we see how do we move towards that to make sure that finally we do have that. I saw it prominently on your notes also. Members, any other issue on 39?
I think I'll withdraw my recommendation about DOC and accounting. One assumes that that it doesn't fit there. And obviously we just hope that that it's financial management and improves, that there aren't these huge discrepancies between entities on their financial transfers. But I think that would just be if we just sort of put it under the Auditor General, basically looking at, just correct to make sure that the accounting's proper.
Thank you. Honorable Mthambi, you see, at one point we're talking about recommendation on 38.1, and then you said you are too general.
In said paragraph 2, to read that the minister must ensure that corrective and remedial measures are taken against the accounting officer and the other senior officials. I'm reading it coming from the PFMA because I'm sitting with the PMB, for failing to comply with the requirement of Section 38, 39, 40, 41, and 42 of the Public Finance Management Act. Go and read it. That's what this report, when you read it demolistically, they say that there's completely non-compliance. That's the evidence that I'm making. And also, I'll give you the sections if you can get them. But still, yes, and also with regard to the unauthorized, irregular, and wasteful. In fact, it talks about all those things. So I think we need a report on what the minister should take action. I mean, I'm raising it because we've raised these issues in the past report. We were seated like this, spend a lot of time as well, that exercise in mass building, but nothing has been done. It's the same thing. And I think it's time we need to, as a committee, that's our duty as a committee, to make sure that the provision of the PFMA are complied with.
Thank you. Agreed. I thought you are also going to add the issue of misrepresentation by the DGUs. Okay. No, it's fine. I could see everyone is afraid of that.
Is it deliberate?
No, Honorable Muruto. I thought that matter you can deal with it two processes, Parliament, or we have to agree as a committee that we take that matter to the minister to deal with her DG. So I think it's a discussion we're supposed probably to engage it. If we take the matter to the minister then will deal with the DG and so on,
okay,
and those processes.
Okay.
I think we can discuss that. That's why we didn't put it. We left it for the committee.
You see, I think it's time for the entities, officials, and everybody who come before us to be taken to task. You know, it's so disturbing that we sit here all the time. We hear people practically lying to us. It has happened in several instances. We are well aware. Some even present smart reports that don't reflect the situation on the ground. I think moving forward, because the issue of the signing of the contract, it was clear the AG picked it up. But for it to become and say somebody should tell us that I signed, whereas the AG, why didn't she produce the evidence of the AG to say this is my signed contract? And that thing is common cause that we all know that the contract has never been signed. I think on that one, we need to deal with it, both processes. The issue of lying to Parliament is a criminal offence too. I know that. But also I think the minister needs to really take action, and she needs to report back to us as a matter of agency what steps has she taken to address that issue.
You need to call for other recommendations on that matter so that we put it on the report.
Can I accept?
Yes, you can help. We are about to adopt the report. If we adopt it without it, we won't go to the report. Let's hear the simple
part. The simple part of it, isn't that it's on the record that the DG said she has signed the contract? It's both employment and the performance contract, eh? And then we hear the deputy minister. I saw her on TV while I was in Midland saying that the contracts are not signed. In essence, that is lying to the committee. And then we say we want the minister to give us progress report on what remedial steps has she taken in dealing with that matter of the, where the DG say in the contract we signed, whereas they are not signed, because that is tantamount to lying to Parliament, to us as a committee. And we expect DOC to lead by example, because if DOC doesn't do that, the same entities will do, keep on doing the same thing to us. Yeah.
Maruto, Honorable Singh, you went back to the issue of the DG. Miss, what else are you going to do? Maruto?
Chairperson, you know, I value what your Honorable Dambia just said. But I'm just thinking, because the deputy minister went to an extent of communicating with the minister there, and she came back to us to inform us of what the response was from the minister at that moment. And you said you deliberately omitted this because you wanted us to communicate with the minister. Is it? Am I correct? With the minister. With who?
No. I was saying I didn't put it on the report.
Just to engage your
so that as a committee we can engage on that and decide how do we take it forward.
Is it what we're doing now? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Or we are engaging on the matter?
Yes.
No, I don't. The chairperson who knew, the only one chairperson.
Yeah, yes, that's true. I don't know the other Madam Chair. Honorable Chair?
Chair, my understanding was that you were going to consult Parliament's legal advisers on what are the appropriate steps to take in this issue, because it was a very serious matter, and I think there was an attempt at deliberate deception by the DG in her report to us. In the written report as well as verbally. And yeah, it's a very serious issue, and I think that we must obviously take action, but obviously with the correct legal advice.
Okay. So we leave it out to the, we don't take it to the minister. We leave it to Para. That is the issue. Okay. No cover. That's why I could not put it, because that's needed to get that. No, thanks very much. anything members want to add on the report before we move towards adopting it with the changes? DM Tambi.
Thanks, Chair. One thing that I wanted to raise or seek advice on is the issue of Sister Portfolio Committee, when you put these recommendations on what must be done, but we don't put time frames. I was listening to you, Chair, talking to the issue of the review of the mandate of users that was raised some time ago, but up to now nothing has been done. Maybe it is advisable that when we put these recommendations, we attach time frames that by this time this must be done, so that when we go again next year for the other annual reports and everything, we know which these things have been attended to. Thanks.
Tambi.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted us to make a recommendation across the board to say, I think I'm partly covered, I want to say we want the department and all the entities to come up with action plans on how are they going to implement all the issues that have been raised by the AG, and we want them to also report on the progress to us on a quarterly basis.
Okay. Any hands? Honourable C.
Yes, Chair, this sort of speaks to thoughts that have been going through my mind, because we did talk about, you know, quarterly reports not only from the DSC but entities. And, you know, we will spend our entire year just listening to their quarterly reports. But we have done, in the year that I've been on this committee, no oversight of the department itself. We spent the entire time doing the entities. And I think that perhaps we should take a closer responsibility in making sure that the department comes and reports us regularly on its programs, what the programs are up to, and then also that perhaps on saying that for in response to this report, that is it feasible to say that by the time they come and give their strategic report to us early next year, that they have a timeline for implementing all the recommendations, or at least addressing and investigating the recommendations that we're making, and the Auditor General as well?
So, I think you are saying one of the same, General, except that you are saying you must have an overall recommendation. Which requests the minister to come with a time frame. After looking to the recommendation on how and when the recommendation will be, they are taking forward the recommendations. But probably, members, probably that when the department comes next year for the strategic plan, probably must agree ourselves that the working document, we take this annual, this BRRR report as our working document. When they come for their strategic plan, we should be able to put this report before us and say these strategic plans are not responding to these things which we talk about as a committee, in taking all our oversight report and so on. But if we do that, that will come to help to see these things into the strategic plans, and then programmatize quarterly and the other things and so on to move forward. But I think from our side, it's something that immediately when the report goes to the House, I know that the Speaker communicate to the Minister and so on about the reports and so on, but probably to take a proactive role, that as the entities now they are engaging on the process of strategic plan for next year, they must take into consideration this report to be integrated in their strategic plan and so on. I think probably that's the communication from our side, from my side, we must do more and above what the Speaker will do, so that when next day they present strategic plan, we see how integration has been made and so on. I hope that is something members will be able to remember so that we are able to be consistently on raising the issues, because sometimes we get excited and then deal with the new issues which are somewhere and forgetting the standing issues which are in and so on. Probably that's what we need to do, agreeing with the two of you and so on. Probably the M what will be difficult will be to try and put a time frame in terms of the specific now, but allowing probably the minister, because we are recommending to the minister. The minister will see how to deal the entity. That the minister come present us with the attached time frame on dealing with the matters after they've seen the possibilities of that, because sometimes we say 6 months. And only to find that is a very difficult thing to do. We have to do a lot of things before and leave it to them and so on around that one. I think if we agree with that, I think that's how probably we should move forward on the matter and so on. We are going to incorporate the issue of Honorable Killen, who said we must come with the recommendation around we talk about the review of mandate of users, but that the board or the post office, the minister must ensure that there is a review of the operation model, business model of SAPO in line with the new environment which we find ourselves, because as we're discussing that letters is going down and so on. So we'll insert that recommendation on the recommendation which talks to SAPO around this matter. Otherwise, anything members you want to add, or we are fine the report? I guess we are fine with the report. Anyone wants to move the adoption of the report? With the changes, of course. Honorable Shin, move, and in terms of support. Members, when we finish, it shows that there is a house now. We're going to do the changes and give you back the report so that you get the report back and look into it and have the report. Can we go to GIS? Anything to GIS, starting with page 1, the heading? I know GIS, even the submission I received was very... page 1, GIS. Oh, you're raising your hands, SAPC. No, I'm not dealing with SAPC. I think GIS. page 2. You know, members, maybe we must arrange one committee meeting where we don't have any presentation. It's only us members talking about our work and so on. I find the session for today to be very interesting, where we just talk our work without anyone come to present. Ourselves just talking about work we do. And probably we must do a self-assessment at one time as a committee. How are we doing exactly and other things and so on. We'll see whether we can have that. It's refreshing sometimes. page 3. Whatever.
Chairperson, just 3.1 program administration, there's a full stop missing in that first paragraph. And I think... Oh, 4. Yeah. Have I jumped? There's just a full stop missing of the audit. And I think at the bottom of page 4, the under expenditure, I think in the rest of the document I saw it as a hyphenated word.
Thank you.
accommodation address. I'm just highlighting that because on page 9, the state of the nation address is all in capital letters, and I just wanted to call conformity that we use the same sort of, because even on page 7, it's president's state of the national address, so, and it's some small and some big letters, so I just wanted us to correct that. Six, paragraph 2 under point 5. Should it not be in capitals? Paragraph 3, Program 4, last
paragraph 4. Oh, here is then?
It's national address.
Okay.
It's president's state of the national address. And it's got three S's at the end.
Okay. Lot of my stories.
Page 8.
Financial and performance management. I think it should be in the first sentence, it should be material misstatements. Or is it just a material misstatement? Should it not have an S? I'm just asking.
Or material misstatements. Yes, page 8, 6.1.4, the first line. Do you have an answer? We'll check on the document because it's one of those things which we have taken from the report and then correct it if there is a correction. Page 9. Honorable Murata?
Point page 8 on that correction of 6.1.4. Is it not contributed to the fact that it's not one supervisor's monitoring by supervisors resulted, then it means there are more than one financial statement.
The correction, there is an S at the end. In terms of the report where we missed the S.
Statements.
Yeah, statements, misstatements.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about that exactly. I say maybe that is contributing to the fact that it was monitored by supervisors. Not one supervisor.
Yes.
Maybe you must check on that as well.
No, we've already checked. We are right. There should be a misstatement. Yeah, it's more supervisors' misstatement. Page 11.
Yeah, just I haven't raised it here because we raised it quite extensively in the previous report, but just the, you know, being careful about the placing of the decimal comma, just to check that those figures are right.
We'll do that. The dash and the full stop. And the comma.
It's the third last sentence.
You must tell us what is missing. Okay, I can see. Page 11.
11. Budget.
There's no full stop there. At the paragraph number 3 from down. Number. Yes. There was no full stop. 12.
On this line.
casting aspersions.
No, I'm saying you started with this one and went to that one.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Are you casting aspersions, Chapers?
Page 13. Okay, what I was saying?
The second last paragraph, beginning B. The second line, despite the rule which states that the centers need, it should be an S. This is despite the rule which states that centers.
I can't repeat that. Page 30. Yes, recommendations start on 15. Yes. Just check whether we've brought the greening issue here also. Oh, okay. Honorable Shin, 15.
Okay. Which is point 15. The decline, should we add in the decline in contributions by the media? And then in the next point, department and its entities do not have. You've got not. No, this is observations.
Page
14.
Yeah, page 14. Page 14 and in fact the your page 14, 16 and 17. Yes.
The last two paragraphs.
Yes, the 16 one that the decline in contribution. Currently there is no in there. Then the next one we've got double not. But furthermore, Honorable Sheen made some addition under the food carbon footprint. There were two issues, conserving resources and lowering cost. We should also go to put it this way. Tambi? Fanarmeva?
Sorry, Chairperson, I just want to take us back to that point 5. It says no strategy for disseminating oral information to people living with disabilities either than people who are blind. Can we not say other or apart from? Can we just say other?
Other than.
And blind. And
other
people
than
who are blind.
Other.
Or
than.
Apart from. But I would suggest other. I think it reads better.
For disseminating oral information to people living with disabilities other than
people who are blind.
Okay, my apologies.
Can you acknowledge the experience that is here, please?
I've acknowledged it long time ago.
Yeah?
I acknowledged it more, long time ago. Anything on page 40? You see, this morning we're schooled about the commas and the I pity for you, you missed that lesson which we're taken through this morning. Page 15, member? Available one, eh? Let's see. What
have you seen? Yes, Chair. On the, if I can just motivate the first point under recommendations, I support the idea that there must be encouragement for government departments to advertise in community media. My concern is that there is no independent audit to show that the community media actually reaches the right target audiences. Now, my concern is that if we comply government departments to spend money blindly, they will be accused of fruitless expenditure. There's a suspicion that a lot of the publications, community newspapers, actually don't reach, or either are dumped or don't reach their target market. And I think that to make it more persuasive for government departments to put advertising revenue into these media, there needs to be some believable measure that this is getting to, or these are getting to the right audience. So I was going to recommend that GCIS or MDDA actually conduct research. You know, an audit bureau of circulation is probably too complex a vehicle and too expensive a vehicle for these publications and that, but some measurable impact on their target market so that it's easier for departments to allocate money for advertising with a clear conscience, knowing that they're not just paying it into a vacuum. I wanted to just put that point there for discussion. But then specifically on point two, now we're saying the committee recommends that the minister should engage with herself and the Minister of Finance. Can we just cross out engage with the Minister of Finance? No, but we're saying the minister recommends that the minister... Collins, okay, I beg your pardon, yes, sorry. Minister of Finance on the reallocation of functions as opposed to the relocation. I would like to suggest that. Of functions. And then point six, ensure that all the monies owed to GCIS are paid rather than refunded. Is that correct? And then point 12. I just wanted some explanation, please, on this investigate a viable funding model for the transformation of the print media. Why does government need to come up with a funding model for the print media? That basically is. And yeah, I also wanted something on our fear in funding the startups of community media, that this is an open-ended financing arrangement, that you know we will fund them in perpetuity. Is there a sunset clause that if they don't show financial sustainability and a fairly sort of strong independent revenue stream, that perhaps they aren't viable and shouldn't be just a branch of the public service forever, that there should be some kind of cut-off?
Thank you. Honourable to Amsha was raising an issue around the reallocation, relocation. The issue which I'm sure with the GCIS, the payment and refunding, that one is okay. The issue of the viability of the transformation of print media is that the current print media is required. required to contribute to MDA. Now, there's nothing else other than that. Now, but the reality, when you look at the report of MDDA, you'll see that the contribution is declining. Now, what we are trying to say, we are saying now government, of course, working with the sector, they must look into a viable model. How do you fund MDDA work? Because what's happening now in MDDA, for argument's sake, you'll find that we've got 20 or 30 million for the broadcasters, because the broadcasters are mandatory in terms of the law to contribute their 1% and so on. But on print media, there will be nothing. So all what we are saying, we're not saying there should be legislation towards that, but we are saying that there have been engagement. How viable? Because what's happening now, we've got a one-sided approach where broadcasting is progressing much better compared to print media. There is no financing of that. And see what comes out of that. But it's not like this, a broader looking to that matter, whatever outcome will come then as a way forward. Because currently what's happening is that the frustration is growing on print media. But there's nothing much can happen because there's a little resources. It's better on the broadcasting because there's more contribution to deal with that particular part as well. So that's what we're trying to recommend, actually. That's the one. But Honorable Mrutua was talking about number two, the allocation, relocation. What we are dealing with here is that, you see, there's been a history between the DOC and the MDDA. DOC has been around and MDDA was established in 2002. There were certain functions which, when they were conceptualized, were sort of developmental in nature of the sector, which was relocated to DOC, which was put in DOC. But later, MDDA was established. I'm sure members remember at one point the DG was saying there is a memorandum of understanding between MDDA and DOC on transference of funds. All what we are saying the functions which in nature supposed to go to developmental agents must be moved to that, not to remain with DOC, so that DOC remain with the overall policy and other things. But the duplication that you go to oversight, you find that the pseudo indoor one has been funded by MDDA, the next door there's another pseudo funded by DOC. Those are the issues which we think they don't seem to be. So you need to relook in terms of that and deal with the whether reallocation or relocation of functions and other things. So is that in that sense we are raising it? And so we know that is a very issue, but yeah, we need to deal with it because practically on the ground there's a problem. Sometimes when DOC does not do this thing, you understand they've got more work to do because their mandate is not developmental in nature like MDDA, who every day focus on developmental of the sector and the other things and so on. So that's what we are raising about the engagement. Honorable Roto?
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson, for your sharp ear. Actually, that's what my concern was about. It's good that you explained it in the manner that you've done, and it's quite understandable. Thank you.
So, agreed, members, with the changes, but on number two, we retained the location. Number six, paid, not refunded. I think those were the major changes which has been raised and so on. Any other thing, ma'am, which I may have missed? Honorable Van der Merwe, I nearly termed this report as a Van der Merwe report. but not Koos Van der Merwe. with that note, members, can I get someone who's Van der Merwe and Mutambi support and so on for their support. But look, members, probably it's a good idea that at one point I'm aware that we didn't have a strategic plan for the community and so on at the beginning of the year because the program of Parliament could not make sense. That do we have a strategic plan when we are already running and other things and so on. But probably we'll need one session where we're just going to go through our work and just make some assessment, how do we move forward and the pace and so on, and probably where do we need to focus. We've got challenging issues in our hands. One issue which is critical is the issue of the cost to communicate. We are not making that much stride in that area and so on. Probably it's a matter which you need to rethink whether we can invite the public again, those people in the, to come just and make presentations so that we have that understanding as the committee general and so on. Whether call termination rate is the only lever which you can lower cost. Others they are saying yes, others no, and so on. But what are the other levers which you need to do or to have in order to deal with the issue of cost and the other things and so on? And remember, the other issue that we got, the outstanding issue, we accepted or received the presentation from the board of SAPC and Advocate Matlat. The committee said we must then get a written submission. We had the written submission from the board, but we were supposed to get the other one from Advocate Matlat. But I can say, members, it became a struggle to get that submission from Advocate Matlat. She gave this reason, that reason not to submit it and so on. I end up requesting the committee section to transcribe verbatim the proceeding of that day. That work has been completed. I'm told now that the document is available. It should be given to members, the verbatim of the proceeding of that day. But later, after that, there was other documents submitted by Advocate Matlati, which also is going to be packaged with that verbatim subscription, transcribed, so that members can then go through that and so on. Because it's a matter which probably we must find a way forward on. We'll see whether probably we can make that decision next week Tuesday when we meet. We'll be circulating the proposed program for the remainder of the time. Wanted to check with the office of the chairperson for committees in terms of how do we get a slot to report on the MDDA 2 vacancies and so on, so that it delay a little bit now, at least we are clear on that. So probably we'll be circulating the proposed program for the remainder of the year, which we'll adopt next week Tuesday. And then amongst other things, we need to come to a way forward on how do we deal with the issue of the SAPC as was presented to us that particular day and so on. Those are the issues, members. Otherwise, we are done for today. And thanks very much for your perseverance. I was told that, Honorable Rutua, don't kill me, that most committees, what they did, they only heard the annual reports for the departments, not the entities. We seem to be the only committee who have also heard the entities. I think it was a time well spent in terms of understanding what is happening in the entity. My argument has been that probably other departments are fortunate, but I think the Department of Communication is not fortunate because it can only deliver with the entities. On its own, it can't deliver that much and so on. And if you look at the issue raised by the Auditor General around SAPC, ICASA, and other institutions, you could imagine if we've just only dealt with DOC. I think that was going to have a serious gap in terms of our self-understanding and dealing with the entities and moving forward and so on.
come and cancel and other things, that was fine. And so on. Honorable Shin?
While reading all the words. Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to commend the production of the final reports that we've dealt with this morning. I think a lot of effort went into them, and I think they were very well done, and I'd like to thank the team that put it together.
Thank you, Honorable Singh. No, they are here, they are listening. The team who put the report together. Honorable Murutu.
Yeah, I'll also join the other members on really commending the team for what they've done. But I'm just concerned about this the failure of the advocates to give us a report, a written report. And now we have to go to strides and try and give a record of the verbatim report. But what do we think about that? You know, a failure of a person who really, in fact, was the one who was complaining about it. And she still does, she complains about the reports that are brought to us, that she is being left out and everything. I think that is a very serious thing. Whatever she said, indictment on everyone she has mentioned. I think we must take this to be a very serious matter when we deal with this. Because I know, I for one, she even called me to interrogate me, to explain why we need a report. It was so difficult for me to, she didn't want to accept it. And that alone, to me, it shows that the member, it doesn't mean that if I know the president's number, personal number, I must go there and go and question him things in the evening. That it's ill-discipline. Yes. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say to you.
No, thanks very much, members and the team who compiled the report. Let's go and rest, members. We'll meet next week, Tuesday. I know the only committee you complain about is communication, so I think we are resting on the other committee. Thanks very much, members.